Hey, it's Will Salatan from The Bulwark. So, do you ever wonder what Republican senators really think about Donald Trump? I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, the MAGA heads that you see on TV. I'm talking about old-fashioned pre-Trump Republicans. Do they think it's okay that this idiot, this dirtbag is running their party? Well, today I'm going to show you what one of them thinks. Bill Cassidy. He's a Republican senator from Louisiana, and he's on his way out of Congress, so he's got nothing to lose. And on Sunday, he did an hour-long interview on Face the Nation, and he said what he really thinks about Trump. So let's roll the tape. All right, so the first topic was Iran. The Republican talking point on Iran is that we totally won the war, and Iran is begging us. They're begging us for a deal.
They are begging to make a deal, not me.
That's not what Cassidy thinks. Here's what he said.
But the fact is that a medium-sized power at this point is perceived to have fought a superpower to a draw, requiring some measure of accommodation of we, the superpower. And we spent $29 billion and we have 13 Americans dead. We hope to get back to status quo ante.
Ouch. He's right. When Cassidy talks about accommodation, he's talking about the fact that this deal that we signed with Iran makes all kinds of concessions, like it commits us to help raise $300 billion for Iran, and it lets Iran decide how to open the Strait of Hormuz. So that's not the kind of deal that you sign with somebody you just defeated in a war, right? It's a fig leaf to let us get out of a war, like we got out of Vietnam. And did you hear what Cassidy said at the end, the part about how we hope to get back to the status quo ante? So in case you're not aware, that's Latin for saying that when the war is over, we'll be very lucky to get back to where we started before the war. Okay, next topic, affordability. So the interviewer, Margaret Brennan, brought up Trump's decision to block a bill that would have helped more people afford housing.
He canceled that event on the bipartisan housing bill, which had strong support from both sides of the aisle. It was aimed at least at affordability.
And Cassidy's answer was basically that Trump doesn't really care about affordability.
Clearly, he wants the SAVE Act passed. So you can say that is a priority. What I think should be the priority is how do you make life more affordable for the American people? Mm-hmm. If I were president, I'd be focused on things differently. Mm-hmm. If I were president, I'd be focused on what that family around the kitchen table is looking at as they go through their bills.
If I were president, says Cassidy, meaning the guy who actually is president, Trump, he has other priorities. And those priorities are not making life more affordable for Americans. So then Brennan asked about Trump's appointment of Bill Pulte. Bill Pulte is a totally corrupt political hitman. And Trump is appointing him as director of national intelligence. And Cassidy said, no way. He said, this guy should not have that job.
My objection to Bill is that he used personal information to target a political enemy of the president.
At the Federal Housing Administration.
At the Federal Housing Administration. Using personal data. Now, if we have an inalienable right, I have, you have, the woman targeted has an inalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm a conservative. You should not be using the force of government to crash upon somebody just because the person in charge does not like them or finds them inconvenient. The fact that Bill did that is disqualifying for someone to be the Director of National Intelligence.
Remember when conservatives used to talk that way? Limited government, don't abuse power to persecute people. Some of them still believe that. Cassidy believed that. And he's calling out his own president's appointee for doing that, for turning the government into a weapon. And he's calling out Trump's Department of Justice, which is led by Trump's former personal lawyer, Todd Blanche. He's calling them out for signing a ridiculous deal that basically insulates the whole Trump family from any tax-related investigation, even if they commit crimes.
They also said the U.S. is forever barred from prosecuting any claims against President Trump, his family, his businesses, and all related or affiliated individuals. Do you still object to that? Do you need Blanche to say something more clearly on that point?
I absolutely object to that, and I don't think that agreement should hold the force of law.
That agreement was signed by our government under the control of Donald Trump to protect Donald Trump and his family from investigation. It literally puts the president above the law. And Cassidy comes right out and says it.
Absolving somebody of any crime which they or their family may have objected to, may have committed, not just in terms of IRS audits, but like anything, seems a little bit far afield from the self-sacrifice that our founding fathers embraced. It seems more I'm above everybody else and I should be held to a different standard. Leaders should be held to a higher standard, and making one person above the law is wrong.
So why isn't Congress doing anything about this? Why are they sitting there while the president puts himself above the law? It's because they're cowards. It's a symbiotic relationship between a ruthless president and a gutless Congress. Cassidy is in Congress, so he knows. Listen to what he says.
The Senate is a separate body, separate from the presidency. I think we're seeing that.
Do you think the president understands that?
I don't know if the president does. Sometimes he acts as if Congress is merely an appendage. Mm-hmm. And frankly, sometimes Congress acts like it's an appendage.
And that brings us to Cassidy himself, right? He also gave in to Trump. Cassidy voted to confirm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Secretary of Health and Human Services. And boy, does he regret it. Cassidy